This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Brian Nani. Good morning, Brian. Boy, I'm looking forward to this conversation. I got some cool stuff happening here.
Yeah, you know, I didn't even really know about this company or know about the height of the person who's one of the people who helped start it. So it'll be a cool conversation.
Oh, no, they're doing some amazing work. This is why I love doing this show, because we get to expose some of this cool stuff happening to our audience.
Oh, yeah.
So a very worthy mission on our part, if I don't say so myself. So
I would have to agree.
Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Jen McEwen. She is the managing director with the True Colors Theater Company. Jen, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you. I know you've got a busy schedule, just premiered a new place. So I know you're very busy. Appreciate you stopping by and giving us some time. So before we get into all the cool stuff happening at the True Colors Theater Company, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Of course. I'm the managing director at Kenny Leon's True Colors Theater Company. Our artistic director is Kenny Leon, and he and I manage True Colors. We have a mission around preserving and promoting work by African-American playwrights, artists, directors, actors. I kind of fell into the theater world. My background is music. I'm actually a classically trained singer with a degree in arts administration. So through PR and marketing, I kind of fell into theater here in Atlanta, and I've been doing it for the last 10 years.
Outstanding.
It sounds like the company's got a very worthy mission. And you mentioned Kenny Leon. Tell us a little bit more about Kenny Leon's True Colors Theater Company, because that's a pretty big name, as we were talking about pre-show.
Yeah. So Kenny founded this company in 2002. He was formerly the artistic director of the Alliance Theater here in Atlanta, and he did that for 11 years. When he left to go direct on Broadway, and then was approached to start a theater company. Someone said, start a national black theater, and he said, I have no interest in doing that. But he did decide he wanted to create a theater with diverse work, diverse artists. The quote we use from the founding managing director is, creating a theater that looks like the world. People that don't look like each other, sitting next to each other in the dark, hearing stories about one another on the stage. Kenny has an amazing career nationally. He won the 2014 Tony Award for Best Director for his revival of A Raisin in the Sun. He recently directed The Wiz on NBC that everybody saw with Shanice Williams and Queen Latifah. And he's taking that production to Broadway this summer. Mm. So we are lucky that he calls Atlanta home. Mm-hmm. I am lucky that he's my partner and that we can cultivate the art that he wants to see on stage here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are very, very fortunate. Tony winning director, as you said, and in that production, directed Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington, LaTanya Richardson Jackson, who has been a director at True Colors. Anika Noni Rose was nominated for a Tony. I mean, it was an amazing cast.
Mm-hmm. Very, very cool.
You mentioned Remy from the House of Cards. I think our audience might know a little bit about that.
Yeah, this summer we are producing a show called Smart People by Lydia Diamond. And before we run it here in Atlanta, Kenny is directing it in New York at Second Stages Theater. He has cast Remy from House of Cards. He has cast Joshua Jackson. It's a beautiful cast. But yeah, he texted me a picture with Remy the other day and I just was like swooning.
No, we're in a selfie world, you know.
Yes.
So before we get more into Smart People, though, you did just start a new play just on the 12th. David Mamet. I love David Mamet. Some great stuff there. This is American Buffalo. So tell us all about that.
Oh, we are now running American Buffalo by David Mamet. It was the play that put him on the map. Mm-hmm. He was nominated for Tonys in 1977. He won the Drama Desk Award for this. Nobody knew who Mamet was before American Buffalo. It is funny, thrilling, dark. It's a captivating show. It's three men. We say three small-time crooks with one big-time heist. They think they are going to jack this guy of his very valuable American Buffalo nickel. Little do they find out that it's not really worth that much. So, but the infighting and all the underlying story, it's a very captivating, like 90 minutes of theater that keeps you grabbed. The director we brought in from Seattle, John Dillon, he used to be the artistic director at Milwaukee Rep. When he was there, early in Mamet's career in the early 80s, he worked on a number of projects with him and actually has one of Mamet's first plays dedicated to him.
Wow.
So he knows the prose. I'm sure Glengarry Glen Ross is probably Mamet's most famous play. It's very fast paced. It's very smart language. You really have to get in the rhythm as an actor and a director with it. John knows it in and out. The actor, Neil Gant, who's in the show, has done 4 Mammoth pieces, including Glengarry. He did our hit production of Mammoth's Race 2 years ago that sold out every single show. And it's rapid fire. It's really, it keeps you on the edge of your seat the whole time.
Yeah. When I watch that Mammoth play, Glengarry Glen Ross, the movie, the film, blows my mind every time. I watch it again and again, and it's a different movie to me every time. Now, seeing it live on a stage is an entirely different experience and even more fascinating.
Yeah. Even if you're sitting there quiet, just the energy that the audience brings to the room every single night you're picking up a different word. You're picking up a different sequence. You're picking up a different entrance. It is just, I mean, it's electric.
Yeah. Yeah. So American Buffalo is a David Mamet play that you just launched on the 12th. Where can people go to get information on getting tickets to see it?
TrueColorsTheater.org. We're at the Southwest Arts Center at 915 New Hope Road, and we're running until March 7th.
Till March 7th. Okay, good. Jen will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes 3 main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we are back with Jen McEwen, the Managing Director, True Colors Theater Company.
And before the break, we talked briefly about smart people, and you mentioned the showing up in New York and how Remy from the House of Cards is in it. Well, talk a little bit more about the play and talk about it specifically to Atlanta.
Yeah, we are opening the show on July 12th, and it will run until August 8th. It is directed by David DeVries. One of my favorite credits on DeVries' resume is that he played Lumiere on Broadway in Beauty and the Beast for years. But he's a very talented director. And we've cast locally Joe Knezovich as the role of Brian White. Joe would probably be known best, I think, for the NBC show Revolution. So great cast and funny show. I mean, it's really, did the first reading here in Atlanta before this play had ever seen an audience in 2013. Kenny directed it. And the audience, I mean, it's funny, it's quick, it's smart. You delve into love and relationships and individuality and identity and where are we going in this world and how much of our perception of race and discrimination is actually ingrained in us and how much is taught. You know, very, very nature versus nurture conversation. It sounds heady, but here we have these 4 very smart but very everyday characters, and it is lustful, it is sexy, it's funny. I mean, it's basically Friends on stage.
Oh,
it's
nice. Good. That sounds fascinating. So, Jen, let me go off script for a second. How many people would you say, Brian, there are in the Metro Atlanta area? What's 5 million?
Yeah,
6
millions,
million. And significant percentage of them don't appreciate or understand or even are aware of all the theater opportunities in this city. And I think it's intimidating to some people. I think that's something that's an experience that they don't really think they're suited for and all that. I'd love if you can, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I'm trying to open up the minds of some of our fellow neighbors here and experiencing some. I mean, these 2 plays you're telling us about, American Buffalo and Smart People, and they just sound fascinating. And I worry that people are stuck in their home watching some old film and they should be getting out. And the experience of seeing this thing live is an entirely different entertainment experience than watching a movie.
Yeah.
Any advice and counsel on the rookie who's not at this stage interested in theater like this? And how should they start? How can they appreciate it?
I would say just give us a shot. Like I was saying about True Colors, you know, really at the core of our mission is having a space where we have a theater that looks like the world, where people of all different ages, races, colors, creeds are sitting next to each other watching something on the stage and really feeling that palpable energy that we bring to a room. It's for you. And there's room out there for everyone. There's room out there for True Colors and the Kardashians. There's room out there for True Colors and Tyler Perry. You know, I think one of the biggest misconceptions about True Colors Theater Company is that we're that we are only for African Americans. We have a very diverse group of artists that we're putting on stage of all races, all ages, all genders. So come out and give us a shot. We're only going to learn about each other if we experience our different cultures. I do think that one thing that people don't know about Atlanta, there's 427 professional arts organizations. That's a lot of arts going on here. Mm-hmm. That means that there is absolutely something for everybody.
For everybody.
And with 6 million people in the Metroplex, 600,000 just inside city limits, there's enough audience for all of us to share and for all of us to be thriving. I think in Atlanta, Mayor Reed has done a lovely job championing the arts. We have some very strong corporate supporters. We have some very strong individual supporters that help all of these nonprofit arts organizations live. But the best thing you can do is go out and buy a ticket and experience it. And then you're getting a direct return on investment. But yeah, I would say, you know, go to the High, come to True Colors, go to the Alliance, go to the Horizon. There's so many. There's the Contemporary. Whatever you like, there is something out there for you. So there's a great website, atlantaplanet.com, and they have run the gamut. They totally run the gamut with all of the arts organizations. Or you can just come see us at truecolorstheater.org.
Yeah, I can't stress the power of that live performance, right? I mean, I liken it to someone who's listening who's not an experienced theater goer. I mean, it's one thing to watch Star Wars on your home theater screen. Mm-hmm. It's another thing to watch it in a packed house. And when the crowd cheers when Han Solo first appears, that's a palpable experience and it brings chills. And that live theater performance is so powerful, especially a David Mamet one.
Yeah, Mamet, I mean, I would say come out now. Come out and see American Buffalo now and then make up your mind about the arts because you are going to leave you're going to leave on fire. And the nice thing about Atlanta, it's not a Broadway ticket. You know, you're not getting into a Broadway show for less than $150. Mm-hmm. We offer an early bird special for $15 to every single one of our shows. Tickets are available to arts organizations for $20 to $30. That's not a big investment. So,
best $15 you'll ever spend.
Yeah. I mean, it's an exciting and different way to spend a Friday or Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned already a special and a deal or just the pricing. Well, tell us a little bit about the Girls Night Out deal because that sounds like a great way for people to get in there for a good price.
There's actually not a better deal in the city than this. We partner with restaurants close to the theater. They provide a 3-course meal, so appetizer, entree, and dessert, and you get a ticket to that night's show. So for, I think it's $45.
That's fantastic.
For $45, you're getting a 3-course meal, a play, and tax and gratuity are included in that.
Wow.
So you're in and out, $45.
Nice.
And
unbelievable.
I know we have one set up for, I believe, the February 21st is going to be the next one after this show. So all that information is at truecolorstheater.org. But we do that for all of our shows. And there's limited seating. I think it can only accommodate 50. So we've actually had some law firms just buy out the whole thing. Their employees. Yeah, it's a fun night.
Yeah, no, that sounds fascinating. So, well, Jen, I hate to say it, running low on time. We're going to have you back on the show because as you put out new productions, we'd love to have you come on and tell us all about that. And glad that we finally got you on the show. Before we do let you go, how can people contact you should they have questions? And where can they learn more about the theater company, but the upcoming schedule?
Of course, all of our information is online at truecolorstheater.org. And theater is spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E. We also sell all of our tickets through ticketalternative.com. So they always have our full schedule at their website as well. So those are two really great places.
Good stuff. Jen McEwen, the managing director with the True Colors Theater Company. Jen, great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
And good luck with American Buffalo. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate that rating and review. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Jen McEwen, my co-host, Brian Nonni, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.